12-9-11, Cantrell Road, Sampec and Cantrell. It's all good. We're just having a couple of issues. Justin Ankry, Matt Stell, Wally Hall. I've done a very bad job of setting things up today. What happened was I went out late last night.
What had happened was
I went to a movie. We went and saw Bad Grandpa.
How was it?
Review coming up later in the show. I'll tell you about it.
All right.
Tonight, you went out late. What was late?
Like 10. Tonight.
You left your house at 10?
No, we got home at 10. That's late for me. I'm usually in bed before that.
That's late for anybody, isn't it?
Not yep. Matt Stell. Yeah. That's about what time his first set begins.
That's awful late.
Look, we're old, dude. You're going to be 40 someday.
Lord willing.
Well, Matt, what time do you go to bed?
Oh, anymore. I try to cash it in right around 12, 1 o'clock. Not too bad.
Shoot, I haven't seen a midnight since the late 80s. tonight it's Waka and Lackey. It's in Boston. The Red Sox trying to clinch at home for the first time since 1918. Do we have our guest, Matt?
Yes, okay. We do.
On the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline, Alyssa Milano. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm getting creeped out by one of our co-hosts today. They're the leading sports writer in Arkansas is here with me today on the show, and he's a big fan of yours, and I'm very uncomfortable with him. But anyway.
I'm old enough to be your father, so don't be scared.
Yes, not quite old enough to be your grandfather, but that's all right. So, okay, so we're going to talk about Project Runway. So when I tell my listeners on this sports talk radio station, we're going to talk about Project Runway All-Stars, and we're going to talk about Lifetime shows. I kind of get that look, but then, or I get that feeling that maybe they're not totally into it, but then we mention your name, and they were all back on board. So you saved the day. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I feel like every guy says that they don't watch those shows, but then their girlfriends make them watch them with them, so
right.
They have to watch it.
That's true. So in Project Runway... Yeah, and Project Runway All-Stars we have an Arkansas connection. There's a woman from Little Rock that's in there, right?
Ooh, which one?
Korto Momolu.
Kato.
What's that?
It's pronounced Kato.
Kato, okay. I'll have to take your word for it. I was scared to
she's
death.
She's one of my absolute favorites.
She was a season 5 runner. I remember her being on the show, and I remember us. I think she was up at the station one day and came on one of the shows, but... So where are we in the process on this show? Talk to me about the show and where we are in the... Have you guys shot the whole season? Have you shot multiple episodes? Where are we?
Yes, we've shot the whole season. And the season premiere aired last Thursday. So we're on episode 2 this week. It's All-Stars, so it's the best from the regular Project Runway seasons, plus 3 winners from... prior Project Runway seasons.
Okay.
And it's the competition is really crazy. The prize package is worth almost $1 million. So you can imagine the emotion is pretty heavy and raw.
Yes, I'm sure it is. Now, you're hosting, right?
Yeah, I'm the host slash judge.
Okay. So you're,
I judge with Isaac Mizrahi and Georgina Chapman.
Okay, and you have a number of guest judges coming on, too, that our listeners will be familiar with also.
We have Nick Cannon, who is amazing, so funny, and, you know, has great fashion sense. Kristen Chenoweth, who is adorable. Gabby Sibide, who's just the cutest thing ever. Gail King. And then we have great challenges. One of our challenges, this week's challenge is the avant-garde challenge, where the designers have to design designs that are inspired by bugs. Different bugs, and then...
Did you say bugs?
We have bugs,
okay.
Like scorpions, spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then we have a challenge with Marge Simpson that the designers have to design a dress for a date night with Homer.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the winner of that challenge, actually, the dress will end up in an episode of The Simpsons, which is very cool.
Oh, that's very cool, okay. So when's the final episode air? When do we find out who won?
I think it's after the holidays.
Okay. All right, very good. Alyssa Milano joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. We are talking about Project Runway All-Stars of all things. It is on Lifetime, and those of you out there who don't admit that you watch Lifetime, you know that you do, and you don't have to admit it on the show, but we will. Can we talk about baseball briefly?
I guess.
Are you upset?
Yeah, I'm upset.
You're a Dodgers fan, right?
I'm a Dodgers fan, yeah. It was a tough, playoffs. the season was so great. It was just exhilarating, and then we got to the playoffs and couldn't get past St. Louis yet again.
Yeah. Well, as a guy who is a Cubs fan, I would say I feel your pain, but we don't even get close enough to have any pain. Would you rather not have your team in contention at all, or clearly have a team that is good enough to win it all and then fall short? Because I'm telling you something, my team has not been relevant for so long, I forgot what it felt like.
I think it's harder when they get closer.
Yeah.
Because if your team is sort of out of it, you know, by whatever, right after All-Star break, you can prepare yourself for the disappointment, and you still have some games, and you can still enjoy baseball. But, you know, when they get close, it's kind of heart-wrenching.
Do you get to lots of games? Do you go to a lot of games?
Yes, I used to go to more before I had the baby, but I had season tickets, and then we gave them up when the year that he was born, just because it seemed ridiculous to pay that much money and not be able to go to every game. But we went to probably, I would say, 6 games last year with him, and it was amazing fun.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Well, he's 2, right?
He's 2.
Yeah, so that's about the right time to introduce him. Did he do okay at the games, or did he get freaked out by all the noise?
He loves going to any live sporting event. He just absolutely loves it. I took him to his very first sporting event. He was 10 weeks old. I swear I'm a good mom.
Yes,
he was 10
sure.
weeks old, and I took him to a Kings game.
Okay. Are you guys a Clippers household or a Lakers household?
We're both.
Okay. I didn't know people were allowed to ride the fence on that.
No, we like both teams. You know, Lakers games are obviously more of a spectacle to go see live, but I'm always rooting for the Clippers. I always want that team to win. Just because they're always overshadowed by the Lakers.
Doc Rivers is putting a stop to that, or so he says. Alyssa Milano joining us in the zone on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Just a couple minutes left here. What about tonight's game? What do you think? And who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the team that knocked your team out, or are you rooting against them because they knocked your team down?
I guess I'm rooting for the team that knocked my team out, because then at least you can say, well, they were the best of the league, and, you know, it sort of justifies your team losing. So I guess I'm rooting for St. Louis. I don't know. Do I have to pick?
You don't have to. I trust your I know you're
can
very
you tell I'm really bitter?
Baseball fan.
Yeah, I love Fenway. I have a hard time rooting for the Red Sox because my husband's such a huge Yankees fan, and my cousin Jesse is such a huge Yankees fan. So I have a hard time rooting for Boston. I don't know. I just love good baseball at this point.
Yes, I don't know anything about that, again, as a Cubs fan. We had a couple people ask about mistresses. What's the status there, and are you guys working on that again?
Yeah, we got picked up for a second season, and we start back at work in March, and we will start airing again in the summer of 2014.
All right, very good. People are looking forward to it. Alyssa, thank you for the time. We appreciate it very much. Project Runway All-Stars Thursday, 8 o'clock Central Time for those of you listening here in Arkansas. It airs on Lifetime, and again, we have an Arkansan to root for in this one. So we appreciate it very much, and good luck to the Dodgers next season.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your hospitality, you guys. Have a great day.
Great to have you. Thank you. That was Alyssa Milano.
Wally? Did she ever consider naming her son Wally?
It's a little late for that. Maybe the next one. That was very uncomfortable. Somebody just asked me, is Wally with you or Brett Musburger? That was pretty good.
Two of my favorites.
We'll be back at Sport Clips on Cantor Road 19.